Welcome back to His Time. It is Monday, September 29th. It is time for our conversations with Dr. Bob Weiss from Concordia Seminary. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
Hey, good morning to you and your listeners. Beautiful day out there.
Yes, it is. It is. It's kind of that sweet spot in the seasons right now. It's like 50s at night and upper 70s, 80s during the day. It's really here in the St. Louis area. It's great time of year.
Well, oh, it's beautiful to take a look at God's creation. Mm-hmm. See that, when he said it was all good, certainly in creation, and you look out there and we're still watching the hummingbirds outside our kitchen window, and those couple, well, there's about four of them, they sometimes duke it out, and then there's a praying mantis that gets in the middle of everything, and it's just a wonderful thing to watch, and I wish our grandkids were down here to see some of that, but hopefully they're catching some of it where they're living too, so it's all good, Andy.
Yes. Beautiful weather, and you're right. It's a great time to enjoy God's beautiful creation. We've been enjoying this beautiful weather, taking our son out hiking. We've got a hiking backpack to carry him around in, so we've been trying to enjoy this creation with him this past season, and he loves it. He thinks it's great. He laughs and giggles the whole time when we go on hikes.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I usually bike a little bit, but biking around here is, you go by the Carn fields, the Milo fields, and it's all kind of fun, you know.
Yeah.
Be careful though. So otherwise, what I'd like to share with you, this is, once again, here comes, Bob Weiss with an article out of a newspaper to bring all of our listeners up to date once again to try and encourage everyone to pay attention to the gatekeepers of society in terms of what's being spoken out there and what people are seeing and hearing. And my concern, of course, is always that when people are reading certain things, they're saying, oh, so that's how it is in the world today. And, of course, right now in the Bible class where I'm doing a vacancy at St. James Lutheran Church in Glen Carbon, we're going through 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And, of course, his reference to world in that context deals with the flesh and how Satan tempts us to get away from things. And so he's pretty straightforward about don't be deceived, and you can't say that you're a Christian and then act differently because then you're a liar. So this article really taps in, and I know we don't have a lot of time, but perhaps your listeners could read Romans 13. This deals with... just read one verse here. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. And, of course, this teaches honor and obedience to worldly governments, as most people would understand. But then again, it doesn't make, I guess you might say, worldly governments, it does not make people righteous before God. And when the worldly government is counter to what God has instituted, then we have every right to say, this is not what I believe, teach, and confess. Well, in the Wall Street Journal, this was the Friday article, it came out, a campus crusade against the Constitution. And the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship has been removed from 23 campus chapters in the California State University system. And this has been by law. And what happens here, many people might say, well, what's the big deal? Well, what goes on here is that we continue to see how Christians are persecuted, how people are trying to remove, as they say, Christ from the center of many issues in the world. And we certainly see what goes on over in Syria and Iraq. But earlier this month, the California State University system, now this is a crazy word in law, de-recognized, they don't recognize, 23 campus chapters of the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. And they're very Trinitarian, and certainly they have a lot of other things to say, but basically the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, their leaders are very Trinitarian. And this decision stems from way back in 2011, the Chancellor's executive order stating that no campus shall recognize any student organization unless its membership and leadership are open to all currently enrolled students. So what that basically means is that if the leaders profess to be a Christian and follow InterVarsity Christian Fellowship Trinitarian teaching, that is, they believe that Christ is the Messiah and true God and true Son, they can't be a leader. They can't have an InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. So for all practical purposes, they have been removed from all state colleges in California. And my understanding is, from reading this article, that there will be other campuses that have gone through, and there's other case laws that they mention in here that I really don't want to get into because they're a bit complicated. But it's one of those things that continue to happen on campuses where we have safe zones for gay and lesbian, so that in certain things that you can't wear and wear, and so we have the local government doing its thing. So the concern then always is, well, if we're supposed to honor the government, and this is the government set up by the Lord, then how are we supposed to do this? Are we supposed to be like the people during Nebuchadnezzar, you know, and bow to that great big statue of himself? And that's not what this is talking about here, certainly, in terms of what has been laid out before us. I recall Luther, and I'm not sure how all of this plays out, but certainly when we have a government that counters what the word of the Lord says, we have every right and responsibility, as I know Dr. Harrison has done, regarding abortion issues, homosexual issues, the Boy Scouts in America issue. You can always speak out what the truth of the Bible says, and this causes us to stand firm and witness the gospel. And so in this particular context, I'm just bringing this up to remind people that even though, yes, we have a government, and we have a government that's been here, and all authority originates from God, he's the higher authority to ultimate obedience is due both from those in authority and under that government. And when the authority in the government isn't responsible to God, who established this issue, these governments, then I think that believers many times, you know, they resist the authorities on account of God's word, but they must be ready. In other words, if they're going to resist and do it, resist according to the law, I want to emphasize that, then they know they're going to take some heat. We would say, in a biblical sense, they're going to suffer. But certainly, yeah, we have to obey the laws, but yeah, mm-hmm. You can resist the laws, but do it according to the law. So this is just something that tends to be a bit confusing for a lot of people when they get into Romans 13 and all of the various things that we have. But I think most people understand, especially with what's happening on many campuses in terms of being a Christian, and with the elective abortion issue, the same-sex marriage issue, which, of course, as you know from the Post-Dispatch, is now entering into the state of Missouri. I think that Christians' outward conduct toward those in authority should be peaceful and respectful, but they have the right to, I guess you might say, dissent in terms of how these things happen. And they have done this on the campus. State campuses in California, but it's to no avail.
It's frightening just to think how our freedoms are little by little. It's kind of a slippery slope, just a little bit here, a little bit there, when campus ministries like that can no longer be. I guess I don't know how important it is that they be recognized by the university. The ministry, I suppose, can still happen whether the university recognizes them or not. But it's still, I guess, a little disturbing to think that, like you said, all these other organizations have freedom to do whatever they choose, but yet the campus ministries cannot.
Yeah, well, you know, the biblical text says you serve God rather than man. Mm-hmm. And I think that when we take a look at these kinds of issues from a Christian viewpoint, my concern is that some people would tend to look at these and say, it's kind of, those things happen on campuses, times have changed, and so now culture, and I know you've discussed this on His Time with other guests, culture tends to be the way we interpret the whole scriptural issues that are laid out from Genesis to Revelation, but culture is not the main interpretive aspect. Culture is important, and yes, things are different right now than they were back at the time of Adam and Eve, Noah and Jesus, etc. But sin is still sin, and grace is still grace. And the battle over the status of evangelicals, that is, Christians, and Orthodox Christian people in terms of what they can and cannot say on campuses, I think is going to continue to go. And it would behoove all of your listeners to take a look at Romans 13 within the context of, yes, submission to the authorities, but we are to serve God, obey God rather than men. And if one says, well, I don't agree with this, well, what do you do then? That's always the question I get. Well, you can write letters to your local representatives in Congress, in the state, local, and federal level. You can write letters, you know, to the universities who have set these things up. You can express your ideas and your thoughts that way. That's still according to the law, because it doesn't serve a Christian well to go outside of the law and do those things that are contrary to the laws that have been established by the Lord. So that's really what I'm coming down to, is that there are ways to deal with these issues. And I know from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, when we get into social issues, as they say, that certainly have a biblical foundation regarding life issues, we do write friend of the court briefs with other Christian denominations, expressing our view that this is either something we agree with or this is something that we don't agree with. And most of the time it has to deal with the issues we don't agree with, like, again, to bring up elective abortion or the whole same-sex issue that is going on right now in the country. And that's how we have to deal with these issues. So good conduct in the life of a Christian is obeying God rather than man, but we do it within the laws that have been written. And if we don't like the laws, then we write the people who have written the laws and express our opinion. And sometimes that calls for, like, we have life change, you know, or when January comes around, when people get out and speak their Christian belief against elective abortion, and life change, people hold hands, people see these things. Mm-hmm. So the Christian witness must come before any type of way we deal with things. And we've had enough, we've heard enough people, and I can't think of the name of the lady who, over in Iran, who was going to be executed and gave birth to a child in chains, and she would not relinquish her Christian belief in the triune God. She finally was released, but there's a good example of obey God rather than men, and it put her in jail. And we know what Paul went through, suing this, you know, living with the same Christian belief.
Dr. Weiss, I think we're going to have to go. We're all out of time.
Okay.
But we'll talk again next week.
Okay, thanks a lot, Andy.
Thanks, have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Coming up in just a little bit, more His Time right after AP Radio News.